This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
This story that has gone viral over the weekend resonates with me because I've been this person.
Well, you've been caught in an elevator at work here about six times, but never for this long.
No, a woman was trapped in a New York elevator for 3 days.
So it was a billionaire's house. I mean, here's the problem. If you have an elevator in your house, you have to have a security cam or something to check it, right?
Yes.
Just in case, so this doesn't happen.
So it was the housekeeper of a billionaire named Warren Stevens. That's the guy, billionaire. And yeah, his housekeeper was finally found on Monday, and she's in the hospital recovering. She was very dehydrated.
This is why I don't have an elevator in my house.
Is that why?
And why I don't have a housekeeper. Well, that's the main reason. And then secondly, I can't afford either. Not even close.
I just can't imagine how sick I would be from not drinking water. I need water every hour of every day. And like you said earlier, you would not want to be the person that opens the elevator doors if I was the one trapped inside.
Oh,
my
God.
Such a creature. I would be
You would
hissing.
Attack.
I would attack. Well, I wouldn't be strong enough, but I would attempt to attack. And I have been this person, not for 3 days. The longest I've been trapped in an elevator is maybe 45 minutes. But I'm so sorry to every person that is on the other end.
You had to go from floor to floor and apologize to different workers on the floor because you were swearing at everyone.
There was one time in particular that I got caught in the elevator and I didn't have my cell phone. I was running down to my car to grab something, so I didn't think I needed my bag or anything. And me having to yell for help was so embarrassing. Hey, hello, anyone?
Oh, you think you sounded that nice?
Yes.
Okay, well,
anyway,
I have a very different recollection of that story. I believe you were calling me names.
You don't want to be around dehydrated Lisa Evans.
No.
It is a crime.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't mind being trapped. If there was a couple bottles of water in there, like I feel like my knee surgery, having a reason to just lay around for a week was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd totally take 3 days in an elevator.
I would take 3 days in an elevator with like a really hot guy. That's like the perfect scenario of a love story.
See, I was thinking more of just like my phone and Wi-Fi for my golf app.
I picture myself as Meg Ryan in the early 1990s. Me and this hunky dude who gets on the elevator in a perfect suit with his perfect hair.
Well, that would be so uncomfortable to be in a suit. You want to be in sweatpants. See, we have completely different opinions on how this should shake down. All right, we've got Chris on the phone. He is going to be our judge for the clean joke off. So rules are simple, Chris. We'll each bust a joke your way. You tell us who wins that round. If it's tied after two rounds, we will have a rubber match, all right?
Sounds good.
Why didn't the dog want to play hockey?
I don't know.
It was a boxer.
That's so bad.
It's so bad, but it's so good. Okay, Ryder, go.
Okay. Why can't Drew Brees use the phone anymore?
Who's that?
Why?
Because he can't find the receiver.
Who's
that?
Lisa wins, for sure.
Yeah, that was a really old joke, too. That's how old Drew Brees is, who is the quarterback of the Saints that lost last week. But they still had a phone joke and it included a receiver.
Yeah,
that's really old.
There are millennials listening that are like, what's that?
Yeah, okay, you're
up. Okay, Chris, why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Lame.
Why is that?
In case he got a hole in one.
Okay.
What do cookies and the LA Rams have in common?
I couldn't tell you.
They get put in a bowl and beat for a few hours.
Yeah, Ryder, you got that one.
All right, comes down to the rubber match. Here we go, Chris.
Ready? Chris, how do you win a Super Bowl without cheating? Wait, hold on.
Oh, God,
hold
you screwed it up.
Okay, I'm going to be one person, and then I'm going to pretend to be another person. Dad, how do you win a Super Bowl without cheating? I don't know, son. We're Patriot fans.
Okay. Mine is also involving that. Yeah, the deflate gate. You ready?
Funny.
What is Tom Brady's favorite letter?
I don't know.
S.
Okay, that's way better than mine.
Because I'm not a Patriots fan, I don't like either. I do love both jokes, but I'm going to have to say Ryder wins.
Thank you.
I agree.
All right, Chris, we'll see you at the River Cree Casino on Sunday, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
That ass joke.
It's really funny.
Really good, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't write those. I just stole them.
Yeah, of course.
We got a message from a coworker saying, how would you guys go about solving a problem I've been having lately where I can never decide what to watch on Netflix and be in agreement with my girlfriend?
They just have completely different tastes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So she likes comedies. He likes more of the like artsy indie stuff. And he's just interested in if we have an opinion on this.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that you can't really break someone's opinion on what type of movies they enjoy to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to date someone if they're totally into only horror thrillers.
Honestly, you
never going to happen.
You think that it's a deal breaker if it's... I saw a tweet once, and I may not do this justice, but it said, my wife and I can never agree what to watch on Netflix. I compromised. And we're going to watch her choice this time, and then we're going to watch her choice next time.
That's usually how it works, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my personal opinion is like, okay, yeah, suck it up. Let them watch what they want to watch every once in a while. And then why don't you just like try and make out with them the whole time? You're not even interested in the movie anyway.
Yeah, here's...
It'd be so annoying.
Here's where I'm at. If I'm excited for a movie night, I want to have my opinion heard. If it's like a sit down, who really cares? I'm probably just going to spend 80% of my time on my phone anyway.
Okay.
Like playing an app, catching up on things, whatever.
I think that I'm the type of person that would get mad if someone was on their phone. I'd be like, we're not even watching this movie together.
Yeah, you think know? You'd be that type of person?
Yeah.
It sounds like you definitely have tapped into actual
what's more important on
memories.
Your phone? Yeah. You don't want to watch this Anne Hathaway romantic comedy? Your loss. I'll never forget dating this one guy, and he was obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And he loved Pumping Iron, the documentary, and he'd make me watch it all the time. And I can't believe I didn't respect myself enough to get up and leave the first time.
Well, the second time at least.
It's actually a pretty good documentary.
I love it when I work out. It feels like I'm coming all over the place. New game here on the show. It's called Know the Show.
Mm-hmm.
Who tweeted that in subtitles?
Oh, you want $50 to spend at Hudson's on my birthday this Friday night at 109th Street? Okay. Dude, that's actually $100 because it's 50% off that night. Amazing.
Oh, that's true. 780-784-7107. Give us a call right now. We're going to read some tweets about, you know, things that are hitting the news that we tweet about. But you have to try to identify who tweeted it, Lisa or myself. Who are we speaking with?
It's Jane.
All right, Jane. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
You've been listening to the show for a while?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Well, you should have a pretty good grasp on our different styles of humor then.
I'm going to read all of the tweets, and you're going to say if I wrote it or Ryder wrote it.
First Lisa's one. Are the perverted ones,
no.
Probably.
First tweet. Plum sauce is for children. Grow up.
Lisa.
Incorrect. I love plum sauce.
That is incorrect.
But it was a good guess because it's about food. I knew that was going to happen, so it's okay.
She tried to trick you. You got to get three you of the
did.
Next four
yep.
right to win here, Jane.
Good luck.
Okay.
Next tweet. Why do people want to do things when it's cold?
Lisa.
That's great.
That is definitely Lisa.
Even the way I said it is exactly how I
totally
said it.
I agree with you, too.
In the tweet. Exactly. Next up. I wish I believed in anything as much as people over 45 believe someone is trying to hack their Facebook account.
Ryder.
That is correct.
Correct. Nice one. It's true, though. Like, I got at least 15 messages from my mom's friends.
Your mom messaged me, too.
That somebody was hacking my Facebook.
I love it.
No, they're not, Madeline.
Next tweet. Why do we still put needles in our arms to get blood samples? How about we just floss our teeth instead?
Lisa.
Correct.
That is nice.
And last tweet. Who wrote it, Ryder or Lisa? What if we just put the five guys who aren't McDavid on the ice all in net at the same time?
Ryder.
Correct! We've won $50 for Hudson's, baby girl. We're going to celebrate my birthday.
Yay, I can't wait. That's awesome.
Perfect.
Off to a bit of a slow start there, but then you just crushed it.
It was
four
awesome.
In a row. Nice work, Jane.
That was awesome. I do know you guys.
Our verbal diaries, where we share things that are on our mind. Lisa, do you want to start today?
I'm thinking a lot about the Olsen twins.
What?
I'm upset that they've just disappeared out of my life when I invested so much of my childhood. Every weekend, Blockbuster, I would go and get an Olsen Twins movie
yeah.
or show. And I don't like how they're neglecting their fans. They never post Instagram stories.
Nothing.
Nothing. Like, what are you doing? What does your voice sound like these days? What are you wearing today?
Well, are you doing well even?
How
right?
are you?
Yeah.
So yeah, on my mind today, I'm thinking of Ashley and Mary-Kate, and I hope they're well. I'm upset with them. I think if they were to say hi to me, I'd probably give them the cold shoulder at first, because it's been so long.
Right.
And I just think that their movies deserve to be on Netflix, at least. Like, let me watch one of them. Anything. Billboard Dad.
Yeah. I agree. I was offended when they decided not to be on... The Fuller House.
They were too cool. Like, what do you mean you're too cool to act now?
And they only really needed one of them for, like, a cameo for one episode.
That's all we ask for.
You think Bob Saget has time for this? Well, he made time. How about you? No? Okay. I'm with you. Screw
you.
The Olsen twin.
I'm mad at them.
All right. Something I've been thinking about a lot lately is animals. We make fun of clumsy cats and dogs quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. You're like, oh, Floppy, he's so silly, falls down all the time. Maybe they just need glasses and they can't tell us.
I often think about animals and how they can't tell me when they have a headache. Like, I'm so sorry that I can't help you in these moments because you can't speak.
We're asking you to head over to hall107.ca or hit us up on the app and vote for your favorite Instagram account in Edmonton. We want to give them some love. That's this week's category for Edmonton's Hottest of 2019.
Yep.
Buco Pizzeria won last week for Best Pizza Joint.
Mm-hmm.
We're in, what, week three or four right now of the
yep.
contest?
Starlight won for Best Place to Watch Live Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. And a lot of really fun categories still to be announced. But this week is very exciting for me. Like, I want to know who's going to win.
Well, it's sweet because it's just an instant follow for me. If the people of Edmonton speak up on a favorite Instagram account. It's so easy to show support to something like that. You just click. So, excited to see who wins this. We're talking about the strangest Instagram accounts that you follow at 780-784-7107. What would you say your strangest was? Like, what when you tell people about it?
I think it's kind of embarrassing when people are like, I noticed that you followed Hunks of Hockey or like Hot Dudes Reading.
There's an Instagram account that's just called at Hot Dudes Reading.
Hot Dudes Reading, and there's another one that's Hot Dudes Drinking Coffee.
Well, and you follow Dilfs of Disneyland.
Dilfs of Disneyland is a go-to, yeah.
So your Instagram account is just nothing but, like, shirtless, good-looking men.
Well, I follow some local celebrity dogs, too.
Okay.
There's some good dog accounts out there. What else do I follow? I like comments by celebs.
Mm.
There's this young girl that just goes and hunts down what celebs write under each other's accounts, and it's amazing just to watch celebrities interact. It's pretty much like Twitter, but it's still cool to see it on Instagram.
I'd probably say the strangest one, like when I get really weird looks when I try to like tag a friend in it and then they have to follow the account before they see it.
Okay.
You know, that annoying move. I would say at kids getting hurt is probably up there.
We got a text from Nat that said that is her favorite Instagram account. She feels a bit bad about it,
yeah.
but it's just too good.
It is hilarious. And it's not like kids really hurting themselves most of the time. It's just like whoopsies, like one yesterday where a pinata incident went wrong. And you just, like, when you're a parent, you see these happen all the time, and you're always like, I wish I would have had my camera out for that.
Danielle wrote in saying, hey, guys, you should check out the I Am the Swim Reaper. And I went and looked at it, and it's literally someone dressed as a Grim Reaper posing, like, on the beach. But it's really cool. I don't think I would ever follow it, but it was an interesting creep.
Yeah.
It was a good thing to creep on. You know those accounts you don't follow, but every once in a while you'll go and look at them like your ex?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa, minus 44 apparently with the wind chill in Saskatoon. We got a few people that are texting in that listen still from Stoon.
Yeah.
Still. I only say that because that's where I spent a couple years before coming here. So I assume that that's how they found us, but I might be completely wrong. Either way, they said, yeah, no, it is that cold. So we're just going to check in on a few people there. There's some
and
randos.
Ask, like, the number one annoying question on cold weather days. Let's do it.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. I'm Alvia.
Cold enough for you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right.
He's so nice.
Good morning, Humpty Family Restaurant. How may I help you?
Cold enough for you?
It is, yes. A little too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Nothing, just checking.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all good. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
It's definitely too early. Because that question probably doesn't get annoying until it's asked, like, what, like the fourth time?
Sure. Or the people of Saskatoon are just too friendly.
They're so nice.
Like, if you called somewhere in Boston, and when it was this cold, as cold as it is in Saskatoon, and said, like...
Cold enough for you?
Yeah. And then that's all you want, they'd shoot you. Like, they would...
Ryder!
They would track you down and end you. Saskatoon people are just like, wow, the phone's ringing. Awesome!
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.